Painting on a Cathedral Ceiling. Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral is also called the Granada Cathedral. The church dominates the main plaza of Granada, Nicaragua, and was begun in the 1500s when the city was being colonized by Spanish conquerors. The church still serves the community, and at a recent evening mass was filled with locals as well as tourists to make the place one of their must-do stops. This cathedral dwarfs other churches in the city and is not as ornate or beaten down as its competition. It is still a simple box covered with smooth plaster, tall bell towers, and is painted a striking color you can see from a distance. In its shadows is the main city plaza, a collection of horse-drawn carriages lined up in front of the Alhambra Hotel, vendors selling sunglasses and food, tourists and locals who have nothing better to do than people watch, take photos and videos for their Facebook page. Walking into a Catholic church brings the usual statues, pews, robed white plaster men, commemorated for dedication, nooks with burning candles, dizzying rotundas, a sense of space. The unusual in this church is a genie lift that supports an artist painting on the ceiling. The cast of characters is to be expected. There is God, Adam and Eve, all of Noah's animals, angels, and scenes of creation. This morning, when there's no mass, I find the lift extended and observe a little man on the platform high above me, patiently expanding his assigned themes. He's no Michelangelo, and this is no Sistine Chapel, but the effect is still jaw-dropping. The ceiling is huge, and with so many sections to be filled, it's hard to believe the task will ever be finished. But completed or not, I'm certain that this project will outlast many men and make the point continually that we are alive for a purpose, just not our purpose.